homage to the Buddha, homage to the Dharma, homage to the Sangha. People get very confused about religion and what religion is about. You might say that religion is about prayer, and that prayer is about our relationship between ourselves and the eternal. The word prayer here encompasses what we call meditation. And I think it's equally true that what we think of as meditation, truly understood, encompasses everything genuine in what we call prayer. Yet there are aspects of prayer that people who don't do formal meditation can do a lot. That includes Buddhists and people in other religions as well. In Buddhism, people who don't do formal meditation, many millions of people, routinely and without thinking anything of it, offer merit. The offering of merit to one's deceased family members is, of course, a very big part of religious practice in the Far East. Offering merit is somewhat equivalent to praying for someone, and in that prayer you're wishing for their genuine benefit and welfare. With the slight difference, it might sometimes be a slight difference and sometimes might not be such a slight difference, then offering merit, we're actually offering something of our own, of what is most precious in our own life. Not just kind of passively asking for help. But of course it's all in how it's done. And there's no doubt that whether it's a simple act of with a heart full of faith and devotion, one prays for the benefit of another, or one offers merit, there's no doubt that essentially they're the same thing and that they both are beneficial to everyone concerned. But when it's truly good to do, of course. It's very easy to focus on what or who it is we're praying to, and to forget that what matters most is not how we conceive of things, but what we're actually asking for and where that prayer is coming from. If we're asking for something that is selfish, then right from the get-go we've sullied our prayerful act. If we're asking with a naive and trusting childlike faith, I out of a sense of our own need or another's need or both. So often it's really both. Then it's just an asking in faith. And every such asking is answered. There's also prayers of thanks and of gratitude. And I really think that it's not so much that there's prayers of asking and prayers of thanks, but that there's prayer and it has two poles. One is the asking pole and the other is the bowing pole. Asking and thanking. And so often it's just really all manifests in one act, whether it be a verbal act or an act, physical act, like doing a bow. Sometimes I'll find in doing a full bow, especially a full bow right down to the floor, that it will start with the asking for help and flow right into the thanking. And this shows something more about prayer. That while it may be part of what we think of as a practice, religious practice or religious training, it's like all the deeper aspects of religious practice and religious training, it's something inherent to us, innate within us, an innate capacity and an innate need. The need for prayer is really the same as the need for reharmonization with the eternal. Therefore, the truly spiritual life is the life of prayer, manifesting in all of its forms. Those forms are not the deeper reality of what prayer is. It's prayer comes out of the heart. And that heart, with a capital H, is our Buddha nature itself. That within us which is of the eternal homing in on the beacon of the eternal, being drawn to it and longing to be one with it. People who have some pretty fantastic ideas, beliefs of a religious nature, when they pray truly, those ideas and beliefs are not the reality that's happening there. They're just a kind of window dressing that gives a kind of sense of security and comfort. There are people all over the world in all walks of life, in all nations, with all kinds of ideas and opinions, who sincerely pray. And if it were not for that, this world, our human existence, would be a truly miserable place.
Scripture of great wisdom.